So tell me some more about the labor movement, though. Did your mother, did you ever go with your mother to demonstrations or pickets or something like
Labor Day marches, yeah. Well, Labor Day was a big day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went marching the Labor Day parades. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you ever become a union organizer? I mean, like as a consultant?
No, not on the ships. I went out and shipped as a merchant seaman.
You was the merchant seaman?
Yeah, before. And I usually took care of stuff on the ships with the union.
Mm-hmm.
I was an NMU member. I was an NMU member. But then we had this war on the ships. We fought, man. We actually fought, you know, because our union was a left-wing union.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I knew something about organizing. I always took the minutes. I did all that kind of stuff. So actually, when I went to Lincoln, I really wanted to be a union president. That's what I really wanted to be, was a union president. Yeah, yeah.
But you never was in a union per se.
Yeah, I was already into ILGW.
I mean, ILGW,
and all you had to do is keep your book up.
Right.
And I had an NMU book,
mm-hmm.
So you keep your book up. You dues paying member. Mm-hmm. That's the way. Yes, I was always in the unions. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, in the union during that time, well, some union, the question of races inside union.
Yeah.
Did you? Well, what was your first experience in terms of racism?
My mother's girlfriend. My mother wasn't working at the time. My father said, "You don't work. You stay home, raise this boy."
Mm-hmm.
But my mother could sew. My grandfather was a tailor.
Right.
Okay. Girlfriend prevailed on her to go to the shop, which was in Brooklyn. You could walk to it, actually, and my mother went there, and that's the first time she had worked with a power machine. See, she started out with a treadle, and then they got a little motor, and she had a little electricity and stuff like that. But they had these power machines, which were very fast,
mm-hmm.
very fast. And the shop was mostly white. Shop was mostly white,
mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, one day while they're working, goons come in, right? And they said to the boss, they took their boss over to the side and said, "We're taking over your shop. We're taking the girls down and put them in the union, right? Except those two," which was my mother and mm-hmm. her friend. And the boss was a stand-up guy. He said, "If you're taking my shop, you're taking all my workers." And that's how my mother got to be a union.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take her long before she was shop steward. Didn't take her long before she started hearing all these girls, Italian girls and stuff, how they were exploited and their money, never got their money, and her husband took their money. And so she started teaching them how to survive, you know? Yeah, so... So she was a leader, so Dubinsky heard about her, and he moved her up. He moved her up.
But I'm saying, you was a... She was telling you these things?
Oh, yeah.
Or you was experiencing yourself?
Oh, yeah. No, she actually tell me. We're at the table. We'd be talking about it. Somebody mm-hmm. come knocking on the door. There'd be somebody from the union who was having trouble with the husband and crying and all that. Yeah, they knew where we lived.
So tell me more about your politics, you know, how you develop your political outlook, and what is your political outlook? Let's say...
I went to Jefferson School, too. That was a left-wing school, like a night school.
In New York?
And in New York City, yeah. So I went down there, and you mingled. Then I went to Camp Unity, which was a communist camp. So, you know, I was around all that stuff. And there were people always coming in the neighborhood trying to pick people off to join the party and stuff like that. So a lot of recruitment going on and exchange and stuff like that, yeah. So, yes. So I was right around, man. And then I sat around with guys when they came back from the war. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of guys that came back from the war, couldn't find jobs. They had a thing called a 5220 club. You get $20 a week mm-hmm. for 52 weeks. So, the guys couldn't find a good job. They just didn't, you know. Some of them wised up, start taking civil service exams. Mm-hmm. See, some of them went into different kinds of life. But you're getting all this. You're hanging around. You're hearing all this. What I heard was, if you go to sea, you can make $100 a week. I'm gonna get my papers, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get my papers. Why? They couldn't find enough people who wanted to go back to sea after the war was over. They wouldn't stay home.
Right.
Okay. So happened I had there's two black captains, Captain Molzak mm-hmm. and Captain Godfrey. They both from St. Vincent's in the West Indies. Captain Godfrey lived on my block. And I used to look out after his family, make sure that the coal was in the bin. Well, I tell you, I had a lockup. He used to come home off a trip. He'd be elegant. He'd come down and he'd have a box under his arm. He'd call me over. And he'd give me this box, right? And in the box were Milky Way candy bars. And that was like a real treat, man. Right? I could give it to my boys. So when he came home, I asked him, would he sponsor me down to the Union Hall? Got my papers right away. Hey, body see me. Yeah.
Now, you said you have a lot of books. You told me you have a lot of books in the house.
Yeah.
You
know?
And I guess you did a lot of reading.
Oh, right? Yeah.
What are some of the key books that you have?
I got everything, but they're all over the downstairs. I read The Boys. I read everybody. Mm-hmm. I read Thack. I got right over there. I got The Boys. I have...
Did you ever see The Boy?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever see Malcolm?
Yes, I did.
Tell me some more people you saw.
Uh-huh.
What are some more other people that you've seen,
I worked for A. Philip Randolph.
A. Philip Randolph?
I worked mm-hmm. for A. Philip Randolph. Adam Clayton Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody, really. You name...